Blog Talk Radio. Welcome.
God bless you. Good to have you. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. That God love you and God care for you. Amen. We pray, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for what you are doing and going to do. Amen. For those that are listening, those that are hear those that are far away. And Lord, we bind Satan's hand and his works in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bring comfort and deliverance to your people and the listeners in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you the glory and the praise. Oh God, as always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you again and thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. We really appreciate you spending your time and your effort wherever you are and whatever you're doing. We know this is not a mistake that you are tuning in, and nothing is a mistake in God, especially when he's increasing your growth and your strength. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. Amen. I think I own that scripture. Amen. Because sometimes I mess up so many times, but God come through. Amen. Because he is Lord. And we ourselves have to, amen, accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And when we do accept him as Lord and Savior, amen, we turn our backs on the world. That's the subject, amen, of this study, amen, and our meeting together. Amen. Also, I'd like to remind you, those of you that have friends or relatives not able to call in, they can go to today or tomorrow, amen, to www.blogtalkradio.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. And they can pick up this program live. They can go to it tomorrow and share it with friends and many more. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. And you can look for Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Amen. God bless you again. We always, like we say, our endeavor is to strive to start off at the grassroots levels that we all can grow thereby. Amen. Hebrews talks about, amen, that we desire a sincere milk of the word that we can grow thereby. Amen. Yes, we can talk about Christology, pneumatology, eschatology. Amen. We can go on and on. Amen. But what is going to profit if we don't understand? The Bible says, get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. So we're here and we'll not find the simple. The old salesman says, "A kiss, amen. Keep it simple, stupid, amen." No, we're just trying not to talk down to anyone, but we're here in our own approach, amen. Everybody have their gift, everybody have their what God has given them, and we want to add to it the best way we know how, amen. So call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. You can share with them and let them know that, amen, a good testimony, a dream, a vision, amen, that God has given you to help someone. And that's what the body of Christ, amen, that's what love does. Love, amen, love doesn't fight. Love doesn't argue. Amen. Love is to help each other. as we go in Christ. Amen. Toll-free number is 855-236-2252. 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. 347-215-8816. Amen. Love not the world. Jesus said, love not the world. We're reading from Apostle John in this study, in the first John, and we'll be reading from the American King James Bible, study Bible, and we're going to start off at the second chapter, amen, in the background of the Apostle John, amen, his book. The key words is about fellowship and love. Amen. He talk about, amen, the love that we have, and describe Jesus and the benefits we have, Amen. Some of you that have taken planes or ships, especially ships, tours, I heard about a man that got on a ship. He paid his fees and he stayed in the room half of the trip, and he came out, and the captain said, oh, hello, how you doing? We haven't seen you in a while. What, are you all right? He said, no, I just didn't have enough money to get out and walk around and purchase things. And he said, sir, when you paid your fee, it covered everything. It covered all the entertainment, the food, and he was really, really disappointed because he was misinformed. And many saints of God are just plain misinformed. Hosea said, amen, God's people are being destroyed because, not because they're strong and, amen, and gifted, but because they didn't know how to use that. They didn't get enough knowledge, enough information. Amen. First John, the second chapter, and we're going to start at 12th verse. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, children, because you have known the Father. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Notice here, if you to follow along, amen, and you notice he keeps saying, I write unto you, I write unto you, I've written unto you. Amen. You got to read your Bible. Somebody have to show you what's written. Whatever's written is written. Jesus said, I come in the scriptures that's written of me. Amen. Holy men of God moved. And the Holy Ghost moved on holy men of God. They written. Amen. The scribes. And amen. They writ the word. Amen. So, yes, there are so many gifted people and spiritualists. And you have to be careful. If it's not written, I'd be very careful about that. It should be somewhere, amen. It can be found in the word of God, or could be witnessed out of two or three people, amen. So we notice here, the apostle was saying that, I write unto you, I write unto you, I write unto you, amen, amen. Notice now, and continue on the 15th verse. They do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but of the world. The world passes away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Amen. Now, Satan had deceived Adam and Eve and caused them to, amen, to fall, disobey God because of information and how he take the information and he twist the information. And he is the God of this world. He is the God of this world. And that's why you hear Jesus said the kingdom of God has come. Amen. Those that accept Christ, the Lord and Savior, the kingdom of God has come. Amen. The kingdom of heaven has come. Amen. So here we are. For example, it could not be a good example, but it can be an example where you might have a better one. That someone would all the time, you know, battle, knock down your fence, scratch your car, amen. Always, whatever you say or do, there's someone there to challenge that. Now, you hear that they have a store, and I better use reference because I would have gone to a foreign country, amen, and when I get in the airport, amen, there, the religion is shown everywhere, the taxes, and so brethren picked me up, amen, we had to do some exchanging, and at that time, the first time I went in, so it was best new to me, going into a foreign country, and I walked in, they had this lady all over there standing up with all different crowns on her heads and different things, and everybody in there was representing their God. So at that time, I did exchange my money. I came out. We stopped at one of their gas stations. Amen. But far as I know, if there were a different cult group that owned those stores, I wouldn't go in. Because they knew what I represented. Amen. And I know what they represent. There was enemies against the kingdom of God. So I didn't support them. Amen. Because I know what they were doing. They were talking against Christ. Amen. They were using their own idols and different witchcraft and different things that they were about. So we know, if we know that the world, those of us came out of Christ, came into Christ and have been delivered from this world, we should be mindful of what we and who we support. Amen. I know, and you know, amen. I pull up into a restaurant, a fast food store, a place. I don't ask who cooking my food or, amen, or who made the menu, and we sit down and eat. What kind of religion the chef is about. I just do what Paul told Timothy, pray over your food. Amen. But if I know, amen, much as I seek for that the enemy of God, those that are against Christ, against the love of God, amen, you should not support it. You should not support it. Amen. And the third John, amen. We're going to go from there just for one moment. Amen. Third John. And the Apostle Paul was writing. Apostle John was writing. Not John the Baptist, but Apostle John was writing. Amen. He was writing to the elect lady. Amen. He said, Second John. He said, elect lady and her children, I love in the truth, and not only, but also they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us. Grace be unto you, mercy and peace from God the Father and for Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found the children walking in truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. Now, he's talking about God the Father. Now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I write a new commandment unto thee, but as that which I had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandment. And this is a commandment that as we have heard from the beginning, we should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and antichrist. Look to yourselves that we loose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abide not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. I write, if therefore come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive not into your house, neither bid him God speed. For he that biddeth him God speed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things I write unto you. All right. Paul writing. I'm keep going back to Paul, but not Paul. The Apostle John is writing again. We cannot support things of the world. We love the world. But don't try to support things if you know it's wrong. It's wrong. Because we become enemies of God. Enemies of the kingdom. And that can cut off your blessing. God bless you, brethren. I know I'm a little stirred up tonight, but today, you know, about this subject. But we like to hear on your side. We like to hear. Amen. That's why we got 66 books and so many different authors. Amen. One man don't have it all. We don't have it all. Amen. Ladies, we don't have it all. Amen. We want the ladies to call in, the pastors. Amen. The apostles and prophetess. Amen. But call in. The Holy Ghost give you a word, a vision, or dream to say. All right, you can push 1 on your phone, and the other technician will type you in. Amen. What is your insight? Amen. Love not the world. How you feel? Amen. Being in Christ, are you knowing Christ? Amen. How do you feel this have affected your life, or is it affecting? Amen. Others around you. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone and our technician will type you in. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Area code 954. Amen. And we have last 4 digits 4427. Yes, sir.
Amen, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for another blessed topic. You know, Bishop, they are, back when I was coming along, there were a lot of things that came from, little things that came off from different farms, and there was some tools and things that made, and there was a family called the McCoys, and they found him it's the real McCoy, because they made the original tool, and if you had one that had McCoy on it, you know you had the original, not a copy or something trying to imitate the real thing. You know, when we're born into this world as babies, we love and trust our mothers and fathers. So whatever they teach us, we take it to be the truth. And as we get older and go and get formal education and get where we can read and comprehend ourselves, with all the billions and millions of books that's in the world, there's only one that's inspired by God, and that has the truth in it. So if we and to live in this life, we got to go to the truth, and there has to be one source that we know has the truth in it, and the only one that has that it is the Word of God. That's the only one that has the living Word, the living truth of God. Without that truth, we would not know how to live this life, because everybody has their own opinion. And, you know, nowadays with the media, everybody's got a talk show, and daily they give their opinion on a variety of things. But where's the truth? The truth is in God's Word. So we must have that in our lives. We must take time to read it. Like you said, there are 66 books there. And if a person read them, all 66, you will find yourself in one, if not more, than those books. But you got to read it. You got to go to the truth. You got to go to the source of the truth. And the only truth that's in any book in this world is the Bible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very, very, very good. Very good. Amen. We got a good platform, as always. Amen. God bless you. Always good to hear from you. Amen. I was turning to Ecclesiastes. We're talking about books. Ecclesiastes 12th chapter. Amen. And the 12th verse said, "And further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there's no end, and much study is weariness of the flesh." Amen. If you don't have the right book, there's nothing wrong. We're not saying, amen, nothing wrong with the other books, but we're saying you got to have the one, the real McCoy. You got to have the book first and make reference. Make reference. Amen. All right. Another one is press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about love, not the world. Love, love. That's a very strong word. God loved the world. And love take a lot. Love take a lot, but love don't bend to unrighteousness. Love does not bend to unrighteousness. Amen. So we be in the world, Paul said, but not of the world. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone and getting a good start here. And some might be confused, and those especially, amen, as you're working, there's so much counterfeit of things going on today. You got to be able to, like the Bible said, if it was in these last days, if it was possible, you can almost fool the elect. Amen. You got to be able to have that discernment of righteousness and how righteous people work and act. Amen. How they feel about each other. Amen. Amen. Notice here that one of the writers, looking at one of the writers of about psychology, Introduction of Psychology, talking about the Bible and emotions. And if you find a lot of emotional people today and a lot of things working on how they feel. Oh, I feel this way. I feel that way. But yes, there in the Old Testament, Joseph, amen, he was moved about his brother. He was moved deeply, amen. He had a deep about it. And you find many times in the Old Testament, you find the word moved, deeply moved. And the Hebrew word with reference to the body organs, amen, in the Old Testament. And even in the New Testament, because the word is such a powerful word about emotions, even in the New Testament. First John, it talked about if we love our brother and sister, amen, that's not only love and word, amen, but we should love and doing something towards them, amen. So, you know, emotions, it plays a lot a part of people today. They think they should move on emotions, but in the book of Proverbs, speaks of health being more likely to those who believe in God. In Proverbs 3:8, amen. But clearly the Bible must also, amen, tell us about those that really believe in God and trust in God. Amen. Peter said, "Cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. And when we cast all our cares on him, that's Christ. Christ also said that, you know, Christ can remove the negative emotions of anxiety and stress. When we trust in him, when we trust in him and cast our cares on him, amen, for he cares for us. He cares for us, amen. All right, you can just press 1 on your phone, and we don't want to take up all the time, and amen. There's one thing about the young babes in Christ and all the other doctrines, amen, how you can live for God and not offend the world. Amen. How can you live for God? You know, being in the service, it was clear to us. We had our uniforms and they had their uniforms. Amen. We knew who the enemy was. We knew who he was and he knew who we were. Amen. And we didn't try to support him. No, you know, if you support any part of the enemy, he gained ground on us. He gained ground. And if he gained ground and we lose, the army of God would lose. Amen. If it wasn't for God, things wouldn't work out. God is able to come in behind us and work things out. Amen. But the enemy in the natural world, once you give the enemy space, amen, you can lose out. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And we want to, what can we do? What can we do? We want to also, amen, as time goes on, talk to the ones that kind of concern, amen, about having fun, about having pleasure. Should they be a hermit? Should they stay in the house and stay on the job and go back home? And when they're on the job, just isolate yourself, don't talk to no one. And how should they live? How should they live? You know, the world is happy and lovely, and, you know, where are the saints of God? The saints of God. God's people. Amen. We have joy and peace and righteousness. Joy and peace and righteousness. Whatever righteous, amen, Philippians talks about. Amen. Whatever godly, whatever love, amen. Those are things we'll do. We'll do. So you can go a lot of places. You can go where you know is righteous living and righteous fun. Righteous social activities are happening. Amen. As long as you live righteous, amen, you don't have to be cursing and going on and drinking to hang out. Amen. You know you came out of that type of lifestyle. You was rescued from that type of lifestyle. You don't have an appetite anymore. Amen. To that type of lifestyle. Amen. All right. We have someone that pressed 1 on the phone. Amen. We're talking about love, not the world. Amen. All the things of the world. Amen. Jesus said, area code 305, last 4 digit, 4271. All right, doctor, God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
Oh, I can't complain. Lord,
all
Lord
right.
is good. Lord is good.
That sounds good to me. I'm listening there to you, and I thought I'd get in when you was talking about the emotions.
I think that's
what the Lord is really saying tonight, you know.
Okay.
Because your emotions come from you.
Mm-hmm.
We started with lust of the flesh, pride of life, lust of the eyes. See, this is not of God. This comes from you. This is what we do. But when we come and we are born again, you understand that what I see and the way I see it got to change. You see, that's the born again process. The way I saw it, I don't see it like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the truth. Did not he say, you should know the truth and the truth will make you free?
Mm-hmm.
He talking about freeing me. Amen.
All right.
Because self, this is what God wants is us to give ourselves to him. This
mm-hmm.
is why Jesus said he would lead us. He would
mm-hmm.
teach us. This is why you hear so many talking about transformation of the mind. Because,
yeah.
Listen, we are earthly. Amen. We are born.
Mm-hmm.
We come here with stuff in us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
From past generations. So we are earthy. So we have to change. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I can't act a certain way and blame you. Care
right.
what you say
right.
or do. It's me. And,
right.
and the old folk used to say if inside don't get you first, the outside ain't gonna bother you. You see? So when you come down to love not the world, hear what he's saying, folks. He said, love not the world. This is not just a statement. This is a command. You see?
Yeah.
When the Holy Ghost is in you, notice now he leads and he guides. Every man need him. Lord, have mercy. And I'm glad for him. I'm glad for him because listen, chances are I'll be somewhere in a nursing home if he hadn't picked me up in the middle of my sickness. You see what I'm saying? So we say and we know that God is good. So what he's commanded, you can't love the world because it's too bearable. There's no freedom in it. It's just like if you go out, it's all right. We was talking the other day. I said, you know what? You can get as many cars as you want. And that ain't the problem. Owning them, possessing them. But when you got to take care of them, you got to wash all of them and keep them from rusting and keep them running and chain all on five vehicles, they start possessing you, and that's what God don't want.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying? He'll fill your pockets with money, but he don't want you to let that money wear you down. He wants you to use the money, amen, especially for his purpose. So I just chime in on that because it's good to know, amen, that somebody is running this race with you. Everybody ain't falling for the cons of the devil. And God knows he's working that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, if you be led of the Lord, amen, he'll sure teach you how to fish, woman. Amen.
Yes,
so that's my thought on it, Bishop. It's us. It's what's in us. When we receive the Holy Spirit down in us, we talking about what? We talking about what? Exchange. In other words, the things I want to do, I don't do them. You see?
Because
I got help on the inside. But without him, you can't tell yourself don't take that drink when you thirsty. You get what I'm saying? You need something inside to overcome. And that's what God has done for us. Thank God for you, Bishop.
God bless you. Always good to hear from you. Amen. You hit on some things there. Amen. One time we would like to you to speak out to the those that are going through like you said in the mini. I saw a document one time and they was talking about those that came into Christ and say, young man said, well, I'm free now. They said, what you mean you're free? You still buying bars? He said, yeah, but my mind is free. Amen. Give me and I feel good now. I'm all right. Amen.
Uh-huh.
You got to, like you said, you got to free yourself first. You free yourself with God. Amen. Then you understand. And you look back, look at the world, say, oh no, I'm okay. I'm resting in Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You know, Bishop, can you still hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
God knows, he knows all things.
Yes.
And it's amazing how he has everything prepared for you.
All right.
But then he has it set up that you approach him. You understand? Like you know he God.
Yeah.
Am I saying anything?
Absolutely.
And see, you can be ever so sick. Even unto death.
Uh-huh,
what God wants you to do is look to him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And he has the answer, but it's amazing how he wants you. It's right there in the word. He wants you to call on him. He said, I hear you. Amen. He wants you to turn to him. Well, I'm broke. I ain't got no money. He knows that. Amen.
Okay.
but turn to Him and that comfort that's within you. Tell you, He'll speak to you and tell you, man, He owned the cattle of 1,000 hills. He said, don't you know the earth is His and everything that's in it? Everybody dwelling in it belongs to Him.
Yes,
and it's
sir.
Good to talk with somebody who owns everything, don't you think?
All right.
So what it is, it's a love that we practice toward God. I have heard it said, love me with all your heart. You see what I'm saying? That's what Israel said. Love the Lord God with all your heart and all your mind. But see, he's saying here, he give us an awareness through the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes.
That He's always present. And that Holy Ghost will remind you and say, listen, you might feel a little trumped up and run down now, but he said to you, Bishop, I won't leave you. And it becomes so real, and even your troubles become secondary. You see what
yes.
I'm saying? So
yes.
So when you start
yes.
talking about love not the world, that's what God is saying. He said, don't do it, because the world... The world take care of its own. Amen. The world is killing, stealing, and robbing. Even
mm-hmm.
the credit card systems, all this stuff turns out to be a big fraud. It's a legalized theft. But God
right.
said, Jesus said, when I come, he said, in 1 hour, I'm going to destroy the system. So you know it ain't no good. But in all of this foolishness, He's able to keep us. That's why we should love
right.
Him. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We have another caller. Amen. All right. The area code 3520333. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. How are you doing? Yes, sir. God bless
right.
you.
Good to have you. Good to have
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a good topic, you know, love not the world. I believe that 1 Corinthians 13 tells us the type of love we're supposed to have that show us that not that love of the world. You know, start 13 and 4, it says love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. And so loving the world is the opposite of that. And so I just believe that this is a great topic. It really is, because so many people want to know how to stay straight. You know, they want to know how to not love the world. They need the instructions. I believe tonight is the instructions of keeping them on the right line in the truth, as you say. I just see God really changing and helping people lives at this hour and at this time, because people need the instructions, like you were saying earlier, of the truth of God, because they're being misled by you can have all this and still this is God, and it's not true, but you can still rejoice and have fun in God, as you said earlier. You can still because you're a person that with integrity, you're a person with love, and you're exemplifying it no matter where you go. And that is so important, and I just thank God for it, and I appreciate the topic tonight. I really do, and it's just been awesome.
God bless you. God bless you. Good to have you. Good to have you. This is,
yes, sir.
Amen. It's something that we all struggle with coming into Christ and all levels of God. Amen. How to carry ourselves, and amen. We need a mentor. We need somebody along with the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost tells us something, but we also need some verification, some feedback for those that walk on the earth just like we are. Amen. As many times I got an inspiration, amen, to invest, but I couldn't find the people, amen, that can verify, amen, that, yeah, this is of God. I find so many. Amen. All right. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Will. All right, Bishop. We got area code 352, I believe, 1615. Amen.
God bless you, Dr. Poole.
How are you, doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying this tonight. I was thinking about what my brother was saying earlier that came out of Deuteronomy 6 and 5. God set up a standard for us to love. The first fruits from the kingdom of God was children to be acknowledged, was to love the Lord thine God with all thy heart, all thy might, all thy strength. And mm-hmm. saying, then I looked over and I thought about John 3:16, and as John began to open unto us that God gave the essence of true love, of divine love,
mm-hmm.
when he
mm-hmm.
released his Son to us to show forth the magnitude of love and how to transcend love to that which is most important to oneself. When we get born again, we're to love God with all of our heart. Then he tells us, John speaks again to us in John the 13th chapter and the 34th verse. He said, a new commandment.
Mm-hmm.
I say unto you, that ye love one another. I'm not hearing him say anything about the world. Everything here is for God. Because
mm-hmm.
I believe that if we receive God on the dimension and the level and the purpose and why he sent his Son, that we might could receive salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ, that the love of the world will soon be a lesser evil to us, but yet we will understand that evil, but we will not be drawn so easily into it, because when evil comes, our intention is to get closer to God. That is what God does. His love draws us closer to him when evil comes into our presence. So I think tonight that it, love not the world. I think we have to get
right.
more God in us in order to
right.
keep from loving the world. I don't believe we can do that on our own, just not love the world, because we loved the world before we even knew God. Before we got born again, our whole life was tied up in the physical realm, in our own personal
yes.
lives, in our growth, our home,
yes.
in our environment. And I believe that
yes.
that once we're born again, it's the power of the Spirit and the love of God that keeps us by the grace of God and the love of God towards us. And we direct
right.
in our love according to the will of God towards his people.
Yes, sir. Wonderful, wonderful. We have many great speakers tonight. We're going to try to get everybody in. Amen. We don't have enough time, but amen. We got to work it because God, amen, he's able. Amen. He shows us how to, amen, adjust things. Amen. The one thing I would like to, amen, regress a little bit and go into when people first come into Christ, amen, we want to make this point. In the part of repentance, people come into Christ, many of us love the world because we were brought up in it. Amen. We loved it. Sometimes it was bittersweet, amen, but many times we had a lot of fun, we thought was fun, because that's all we knew. We didn't know there was an option, that we didn't know there was a, amen, Christ wasn't serious about it, it was just the church. But once we come into understanding and hear about eternal life, I think that's what clicks. Many say, oh, you can live forever in Jesus Christ. Amen. If that message is carried out right and properly, then you have to, when you repent, you have to denounce. You have to say, no, devil, you got all your tools back. You have to denounce the world. You have to denounce the things that you've been in. Say, oh, okay, you know, like these different meetings, AA meetings and meetings that we go to or have classes and, amen, prayer meetings. Sometimes they take testimonies and the enemy throws against people because they really don't testify properly. But anyway, amen, when you denounce the world and don't care anymore, who cares, who see you as a babe, amen, a baby, children will fight you for a couple of minutes, and they turn around, next thing to be hugging and going on, amen, after a while. Same thing applies with parents and husband and wife and lovers. They love one another. They might disagree, but they'll turn right around and, amen, and it pass over the next day, amen, the next hour. God bless you, sweetheart, I love you. God bless you, amen. So we have to denounce the world. We have to tell the devil, I don't drink no more, I don't lie no more. I mean, you got to speak it out. You got to denounce the world. Once you denounce the world, amen, then you got to practice. You got to practice. That's why the Bible says, you know, repent. But those that constantly practice sin, there's no forgiveness. So you got to stop practicing sin. And once you stop practicing, you're going to make mistakes. But once you strive with the Holy Spirit and those around you, amen, telling you this is wrong, this is wrong, and after a while, that he that is in you, amen, he that is in you, like John the Baptist said, I must decrease in order for him to increase. The more you give yourself to Christ, and it's about you giving yourself, the more you give yourself, amen. If you was a liar, don't lie no more. If you was a gambler, don't gamble no more. You denounce that. Don't go back into the things that you have denounced, amen, and you accepted Christ, amen. You got these, I don't love the world, this, that, and the other, because God said if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things, amen. So if you love things, you got to give it to God and let God give it back to you. You got to give it to God. And many times I made this comment, amen, just push one on your phone here because I'm feeling pretty good here. But I collected all kind of albums and music, all from my squad and all over the world, jazz albums. When I brought them home, amen, they was my treasures. Amen, they was my treasures. I didn't play them anymore when I accepted Christ, amen, but I look at them as well, you know, these are my treasures and remind me of what, you know, how God brought me through and all of that. And one day, amen, through fasting and praying, you know, preparing for something, and the Holy Spirit said, get those albums out the house. And I just shook. Oh, Lord, wait. My albums, I'm not playing them. I'm not doing anything with these. Holy Spirit, you got to take them out. We got to take them out. So anything of the world that you're carrying around you or with you, career, a topic of anything that you feel, amen, that's going to enhance you or whatever, amen, you got to get it out. You got to denounce it. You have to get rid of it. Amen. Until then, amen, you're always going to have something hiding in your heart. Something always going to be down there. Amen. Before you can get it, before you can go on with God, amen, you got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. All right. God bless you. This is a good topic. We're always, always glad to have you and you. Amen. I should always say it more. Amen. Even this, as this message is going through, amen, a brother, apostle walked up to me and said, you want to increase your ministry? He said, go do this. Do this right here. I thank you. Amen. He didn't know. But God sent him to me. Amen. I went to another meeting, another big meeting. I was invited. Amen. And I met him in the meeting. Amen. He said, well, you know, Blog Talk Radio, Bishop, you can get the message out. Amen. And I've been here ever since, making a lot of mistakes, making hope I'm not creating new enemies or whatever. Amen. But we're doing the best we can. We're doing the best we can. So God will give you that he knew. He knew I've been recording and talking on tapes and all my life. Amen. So God knows what you can do. You just have to go forward. Amen. Fall forward. Don't fall back. Fall forward. Make a mistake trying to go forward. We're for God. Amen. When you do that, then things begin to grow. Your life begin to grow in Christ. Amen. All right, just push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. We're coming down to the end of the broadcast as well. Amen. Those of you that want to hear the broadcast again, amen. All right, area code 305. We're kind of going down. Okay, doctor, we can't give you too much time here, but go right ahead. Area code 305-4271. Yes, sir. All right. Hello? Yes. All right, and you can view this program again, blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. Sometimes I feel we don't give enough time to that. Amen. As well, if you want to send me an email or write a letter, amen, we're glad to have it. Amen. You can go to our website and go to Senior Bishop at JCIMinistries.org. You can send me an email, or either go to our website, www.JCIMinistries.org. All right, we have anyone else? We try to get in everybody, amen, to express love not the world. Denounce the world and ask God to help you. Pray much. Pray much. Prayer is essential. It's a conversation. Look at prayer as a conversation with God. Make it simple. You're talking to God from your heart. Amen. Amen. Any place that you know is righteously, have righteous activities. Amen. The world says they love each other, but they kill each other. Amen. Amen. Very simple. Amen. If I love my brother and my sister and whatever, we shouldn't shoot each other, talk against each other. Amen. God's people, if we love each other, we should be loving on each other. Amen. That's righteousness. Amen. So, love not the world. Is that saying that the apostles are not saying that you don't associate with people, amen, or be a hermit? But you can go to parks and games and social activities. We know in every environment there's some ungodliness going on. Every environment there's some ungodliness going on. As children of God, we are ambassadors. We're there for some type of reason. Amen. Amen. But we don't choose to go. We shouldn't choose to go out to the horse track and, amen, the devil weighs beer all over you and cigarettes all over you, and you don't should not choose to go there and witness the clubs. All right, God bless you. All right, area code 910 6600. Yes, sir.
God bless you, Bishop. Great call tonight. I enjoyed really listening to everyone talk tonight. I just wanted to encourage the listeners, those that are thinking that you can still get into the worldly music and the different activities that the world do and still have a close relationship with God, that is really, really impossible to have a close relationship with God and still dibble and dabble in things of the world, because as you go closer to God and as the Spirit begins to lead you and guide you, you'll draw closer to the things of God, and you'll really start to have that hunger and thirst after the word. And once you get the word in you and it becomes a part of your lifestyle, that, you know, it's a difference when you're praying and you're reading and it's just a little hobby, you know, it's not really your lifestyle. But when your life is built around and your day is built around reading and studying the word, and when you got that hunger and when you got that thirst for righteousness, you'll be filled. And when you become, you know, a prayer warrior, you know, when you first thing when you wake up, prayer is on your mind. God is on your mind, you know, and it's very, very hard to sit there and say that you can still get into the things of the world once you begin to build on that relationship with God. You know, that's the key thing, I think, is about God. It's not about a forced relationship. God willfully takes you in, and once you begin to build and build on that relationship, the things of the world, you won't want them no more, because you have such a relationship with God, and you realize that there's only one true relationship and one true word that won't return into your void, and that's through the word of God and through God, and anything else is not even necessary. Anything else you do besides is being led by God is not even necessary in your life. And once you begin to realize that, the things of the world, you won't even want to go after them no more. You'll begin to want to continue to hear every word of God that you can get your hands on and listen to it and study it, and it just becomes your lifestyle once you really tap into it.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless you, Doctor. Good to hear from you. Amen. You got any more new books out? Published any new books yet? Amen.
Next month, we are releasing one next month, so I'm excited about that, and I'll be discussing that here in the future.
All right. Give us your website again, those that, amen, you need some good books to help us. Go right ahead.
You can go on Amazon.com, or you can go on Kindle, and we have two books out right now, The Transformation of the Mind and also Seven Keys to a Spirit-Filled Life. Both of them are written by Walter Wardlaw. Both of them on Amazon.com and as well as Kindle. Encourage the listeners, those that want to renew their mind and draw a closer walk with God, to begin to look at those books. Those great assets to the body of Christ.
All right. God bless you. Always good to hear from you. We thank God for what's been you, because I remember when we first started out. Amen. You were just starting out your first book. Amen. Now you're in the publishing. That's how God is. Amen. Wonderful point you made. Amen. As we closing out here, amen, relationship. Remember what Jesus said in St. John 14, amen, I'll be your friend. And we all know how friendship is and how to make someone your friend and show yourself friendly. If you want to be friends with somebody, show yourself friendly. And that would help you, amen, get to know Jesus upside down, around, and all the way you can think of, amen, by prayer and reading his word, talking to him. Amen. And giving yourself to people, amen, that you know, amen. Oh, now everybody have faults. Now, let's kind of clear this up first. There's nothing with your salvation if you have a shortcoming. You look at all the apostles, amen, all of them had a problem. Amen, all of them had a problem. Amen. We're not talking about your salvation. Amen. This is not the discussion. Amen. We're talking about growth. Spiritual growth, amen. The more you give yourself to God, the more you find yourself hungering. Old things are past, amen, amen. I used to love to be on a golf course in the fishing creek, amen. I still have those. I had to give them away because I wasn't using them, amen. The hunger began another direction. If I did go on a golf course, we'd hit the ball, be talking about the Bible, amen. Fishing, that's giving away all my bait, amen, because the hunger and the love, amen, begin another direction, amen, with God, and loving people, amen, to see people come to Christ, amen. As we close, Father, we thank you, O God, for, amen, the broadcast, and we ask you, Lord, to help the people that are listening, those that desire, amen, to begin to understand, Lord, that you came into this world that we have the joy. You say, life I give unto you, amen, not as the world giveth, but giveth I unto you. Amen. God bless you. May God love you. Amen. Go out and enjoy life with Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Faith, 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 faith.